Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Yud Aleph, and the first part of the daf continues the statements of Rava Bar Machsia Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav. And the one that we're going to talk about today is the one relating to fasting for bad dreams. The Gemara says on daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, in the name of Rav, Yofet Tainis L'Chalom Ke'esh L'Na'ores. A fast day for a bad dream is like fire for straw. Fire for straw, meaning just like fire could burn up straw very quickly and just get rid of it totally, so too a bad dream could be gotten rid of by fasting. Tainus, what we call a tainus chalom, a tainus for a bad dream. Amar Rav Chisda ubo bayom. Rav Chisda says it has to be that day, right after I have the bad dream. So that day is when the fast, so to speak, is effective. The Amar Rav Yosef afilu b'Shabbos. And if Yosef says, even if that day happens to be Shabbos, Friday night was the bad dream. So in that case, one fasts even on Shabbos. So that's what we're going to talk about today, the concept of Tainus Chalom. So the Torah quotes this in Arachayim. The Torah quotes this in Siman Reish Chaf, where the Torah talks about, again, putting together Gemaras from the end of Maseches Brachos, as we had the three daf in the last parak all about dreams, and what symbolisms in dreams, but we also spoke about the effectiveness of dreams. Remember, we even had an alum this year relating to paskening based on dreams. What happens if I'm shown something in a dream? If somebody's in need to eat a dream, if somebody says you have money in the backyard, but it's nice or shady money, right? We had that discussion. But today he's talking about just the concept of fasting for a bad dream. So the Gemara says, and the Torah quotes it in Siman Reish Chaf, Haroach Chalom V'Nafsho Aguma. If somebody has a bad dream and he is very upset about it, Laisi Tlaisa Derachmi Alei, he'll bring three people that are his friends, V'Leimaban Pai, when he tell them, he should tell them, Chal Matava Chazoi, he should say, I saw a good dream, and then they should say all of these Sukkim to make sure it's interpreted for good. Again, this is not our Gemara, this is the Gemara elsewhere, we have this in Brachas, but just to give the background. And you should say Shalosh Afuchos, Shalosh Peduyos, all those psukim that I talk about, Pidyon and Shalom, and the Torah quotes the Gemara from Maseches Brachos. But then that's in Sif Aleph, and in Sif Beis now in the Torah, Garcinan Beperakama de Shabbos. Amarav Yafetainis Lachalom Keishlan Oris. Pirish Levatlo. Levatlo, to nullify it. What is that the Torah adding? He quotes our Gemara and adds two words. Pirish Levatlo, says the Drisha. Hutzrich lomar pirish levatlo, mishum dekashale, he's bothered. My yipui huze. What do you mean it's yafe? What's yafe about a bad dream? Doesn't seem to be yafe at all. Doesn't seem to be nice. My yipui huze. Havadai eishlina ores eno yafe. A fire to straw is not yafe. It totally destroys it. So what's yafe? So the answer is because getting rid of a bad dream is a davar yafe. Even though it's destroying, but sometimes there's destroying, that's something constructive. And therefore, that's why the Torah is emphasizing Kashera Aish Mevatel Bakalos Hanaores Umotsiyom Naolam Kein Atainis Mevatel Hachalom. So to a fast day could be Mevatel a Chalom, besides the idea of Hatavas Chalom, which we're not talking about today, about going to three people and they'll interpret it Latov. That was what we had in Brachos. Again, if there's there's a lack of clarity to a dream, it goes by the Peh. But today, what if it's a bad dream? And we're not going down the Hatavas Chalom road. Why Dafka does it have to be Bo Bayom? That day. What if one wants to wait a week and then fast for it? Why Dafka that day? So this is discussed by the Rishonim. If you look in the Ritva in Tainus on Daf Yud Beis, where this is discussed as well, Tainus on Yud Beis, Amud Beis, says the Ritva. This line is also quoted there. Yafa Tainus Lachalom Keishlan Ares Pirish Afa Pisha Dvarm Baal Ma'amr Chacham Devechalam Aslom Alav Lomarida. And even though we learned back in Brachas that and elsewhere that and Sanhedrin Daf Lamed that dreams have nonsense to them. Mikol Makom Kishabalo His Orus Bachalom Alanyane Atzmo Roilo Lachish Bledaver. Most dreams are not about something that happens to us. Maybe we're involved in something, but, you know, other people, things in the world, just unusual visions. But if somebody has a dream about themselves, says the Ritva, that's what Chazal say. Maybe it's a message. Roi lo lachish l'davar. Imroa atzmo nivhal v'nifchad alav. If somebody sees, especially, that they're confused and scared about it. Shezev vade ha'ara min ha'shamayim hu sheba alav. This is a message from heaven. Sheyachis b'ma'asav v'yachzer b'tshuva. It's a hint saying, Do tshuva. I have secret insider information. You know, do tshuva and focus on certain areas, and in that way you will be protected. Vahatam, and he quotes le'inyan shamar nuki aruhum and hashemayim shasa nistaras vayitzarach lanados ohayu niglos osha asa averus chamuros you be nizov l'shamayim. There's somebody, something, some power, whatever it is that is upset in shamayim. Umitoshe yitzrach b'chalzei yifash beis b'maisav. And then the effects of the bad dream will make me, hopefully, be inspired and change some ways. It's that day, because that's the day that we feel it the most. Sometimes we'll wake up in a cold sweat, but even if we wait a couple hours, if we wait a day, we'll feel it as much. Did it really happen? We'll start forgetting about it. We won't think it's... Right now, if somebody has that day, that's the most effective. Why? Because they'll be motivated to do the most tshuva. Ubevadai, skipping a couple of lines. Chuvaso shleimahi, umukubelas yafe, lefichach amru babayom. Kodem she tiskarer daito. Before your mind is cooled off. Viyasar pachad libo. Kadesha yira ma'od viyasa chuva gemura. Again, dreams that happens to a person. Maybe we have no idea exactly how to interpret it, but it's a message. So one of the ways of tshuva is fasting. Vigam she yira shu choshish ma'od leruach chalom she. Ya'iru Allah mimarom, kishamiacharo so'achar shizgar daita. Also, it shows Shemayim that you care about your ruchnias and your spirituality. V'gamara atzlad. If we don't do it that day, it shows laziness. Kubishene choshish kolkach. And therefore, one can do it even that day, even on Shabbos, as we see. So, on a practical level, maybe the Ritva here says in a few formulations, because the whole idea of a chalom ra maybe is a motivation for tshuva. And if it's a motivation for tshuva, then the sooner we do it, the better, or else we will cool off. There is more of a Kabbalistic idea as well. The Beis Yosef writes in Siman Tav Kuf Samaches, the Tashbates in Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Chav Ches, talk more about, you know, if there's the power to a dream, you got to knock it out that day. Because that's the day that the dream itself has power. There's something about Bo Bayom, just to read one line. Ki Amoshel Ba'oso Yom, this is the Tashbates. Ki Amoshel Ba'oso Yom, V'hu Ba'al HaChalom, Chazal in a few places talk about the Baal HaChalom. Hera lo ha'asid lavo alav. He showed the future. Ve'im is'ane b'oso ha'yom yish b'koach memshalto levatel gzeiraso. The one who's in charge of dreams for that day can take care of things if he kind of like has a reaction that day. And we do something that day. Uksha avar oso yom ha'moshel b'yom acher ein koach ein b'koach levatel mashenigzor de moshel zulaso. There's different moshlim, different rulers each day. So more of a Kabbalistic idea, we don't fully understand. But that day, because there's the power of getting rid of it that day on a Kabbalistic level. Okay, but it's even on Shabbos, our Gemara says. Even if somebody has a bad dream on Friday night, right, that is the day that one fasts. So let's talk about this background and the Chiddush of this line. We know one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos. One's generally not allowed to fast. The Yerushalmi Maseches Tainis in the third parak, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Yerushalmi says, Asur l'sano ad sheishos b'Shabbos. You can't fast till Chatzos on Shabbos. Amar Reb Yosi, Bei Rebbe Bun, Masnizan Amra. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah of Tainis. The Gemara says in Tainis, let's say it didn't rain for a long time, so we decided to fast. We were Makabala fast. And then while we're fasting, before Chatzos it rains. Do you have to finish the fast? I already accepted the fast. What about after Chatzos? What about before Amud HaShachar? What about, so all different days in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says, according to the one of the Gemara's Medaik, it depends. If it rains before Chatzos, you don't have to finish the fast, because it's not called that you fasted. After Chatzos, if I fasted the whole day after Chatzos, I have to finish the fast, because that's Kilu, a day of fasting. So the Yerushalmi says, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, fast Chatzos, because of this halacha. And we know if somebody's going to a shul that they're going to finish at the chatzos, just drink a cup of water or something in the morning. Just drink something so that one is not in the state of tinnitus. But this is a serious halacha. The Rambam implies that this is an Isser D'Oraisa, to fast on Shabbos. Where does the Rambam say this? Not in Hilcha Shabbos, but in Hilcha Shavuos. The Rambam there, if you remember, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Hilcha Shavuos that there are four types of Shavuos. Not the three types of shvuas from Hilchos Torah and Vinitan, that Bezin will be Mechayev a person. Right? Shvuas, Modim, Mixas, Eid Echad, and Shvuas HaShomer. But there are four types of shvuas that a person could take upon themselves. A person wants to make a shvua. Shvuas Bitui, that means some type of shvua that I will do something. Right? Shavuos Bitui. I will eat this today. I did it this today. There's the future. There's the past. That's all Shavuos Bitui. The Rambam talks about Tvarim Efshar Lo La'asosan. I ate. I didn't eat. I will throw. I won't throw. Shavuos Shav. False or meaningless. I swear the table is a table. I swear the table is a rock. Right? That's Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Hapikadon. Right? Shavua that I have something of somebody's. And I don't, sometimes related to Mammon and Shavuos Ha'etus. But within Shavuos Shav, I mentioned two parts, there are four parts. Revin Shavuos Shav, I swear on something that it's not, I swear a table is a chair is a table, a man is a woman is a man. Number two, I swear on something that is obvious. I swear that the heavens are the heavens and the rock is a rock. Number three, Nishpa Levatelas HaMitzvah. That's a meaningless Shavua. What's an example of Nishpa Levatelas HaMitzvah? I swear to nullify a mitzvah. I swear that I will not wear tefillin today. That's meaningless. I already took a shvua at Har Sinai that I have to wear tefillin. So that's a meaningless shvua. But what are other examples of swearing against doing a mitzvah? Shalo yisatei fatzitzis. This is a perfect example that to learn the Rambam, you can't just learn one area of halacha. You can learn all of Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't mention this there. You have to learn all of Mishnah Torah to put all the Rambams together. So, for example, shalo yisatei fatzitzis. Vishalo yilbash tefillin. Vishal yeshev basukka b'chag sukkas. I won't sit in a sukkah on sukkas. Vishalo yochal matzah b'lela pesach. I won't eat matzah on pesach. O sheyisane b'shabbosos v'yomim tovim. Or I'll fast on Shabbos v'yantif. That's an example of nishpa levatel asa mitzvah. Says the Radvaz right here. Nishpa levatel mitzvah. Maybe the Rambam holds that even nishpa levatel is a drabanan. Is nishpa levatel asa mitzvah. Who says that this is a daraisa? See, he does not think that. He does not think that is the case here. He says, I'm sorry, let me just skip the line. Because the Rambam continues and says, if any of these, one would get malchus for. So nishpa levatel asa mitzvah. The Rashba also, again, the Radva seems to say the Rambam holds it in a siddur raisa. The Rashba in a tshuva in chelek aleph simin tuf reish yud dalid. Tuf reish yud dalid. The Radvaz, the Rashba says, umashakasafta shakasav rabbeinu Moshe. He says, I think that's wrong. I think the Rambam holds. As it says in Brachas, we had in Brachas Daf Mem Tes. When do you have to repeat benching for missing Ritzei or Yalav Yavo? Remember the Gemara says, well, if you have a chiv to eat a meal, then you have to repeat if you forget. So that the Gemara says, Eboy, you don't have a choice of eating. That's Darabanan. Can you interpret that as Daraisa? And therefore, the Rashba thinks that the Rambam holds that it's an Issa Daraisa, and the Rashba himself says that too. See, if that's the case, this makes our halacha even more problematic. There's an Issa Daraisa to fast on Shabbos. But if you have a bad dream, you're allowed to fast? So how is that allowed? So, a couple of different suggestions given. The Rashba himself, not in that tshuva, but the Rashba in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, and that tour that we started reading, Reish Peches, says, what's the root of the Isser of fasting on Shabbos? It's not just a per se Isser. The Isser is because you're denying yourself Oneg Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and if I deny myself Oneg Shabbos, that's a violation, which is interesting because Oneg is based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu. So saying that the Isser of fasting is Daraisa based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is Divrei Kabbalah, okay, got to work that out. But the Rashba says, and the Torah says, if fasting would give you more oneg than eating, so then you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. Mishum da'af ta'aniso hareze oneg lo yoser me'achilaso. Mebedeshu nivhal v'libo dove al-chalamosa. He's nervous and worried, k'shiyoshiv aleim b'tainis. And when I fast and I hope for the better, that makes me feel good. That makes me feel good. And therefore, because it's more oneg for me to fast than to eat, so then one is allowed to fast. That's the Rashba, and that is the Torah. Again, the assumption of this approach is that the Isra of fasting isn't per se, but it's just about a lack of oneg. Similarly, again, this is not exactly our issue now, but what about crying on Shabbos? What a lot of crying on Shabbos. Chmona litzlan. So generally we say Well, if you're crying, the post the Mefarshim say, like Rabbi Akiva used to do when he read Shir HaShirim because he felt so connected to God through reading Shir HaShirim, and he cried out of Simcha and Ava. Okay, that's not the type of crying we're talking about. That, you're allowed to cry. You feel so connected to God. But what happens if crying out of pain? So then that's something that's supposed to be stayed away from. If possible, we're human beings. We're human. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, in that same simon, Reish Peches, V'chein mi sheyesh lo oneg im yivke, kedei sheyelech hatzar mi libo, mojel livkos b'shabas. What if somebody feels a heavy load, and crying would be cathartic to them? They would be able to remove the load by crying. Then the Ramah says, you're allowed to, because that's your oneg. Your oneg is through that crying, right? And that major machlokus about that, right? The Taz on this Ramah argues, he says, no, the only crying that the Rishonim are talking about is like Rabbi Akiva, but not Stama crying, but others say that the Ramah reads Pashas, like the Ramah says, any type of crying to remove the burden. Good. So is that similar like the fasting also? If it's oneg, so then it would be okay. Number one, others say that the issur d'oraisa of fasting on Shabbos is only 24 hours. So even if one fasts because of the bad dream, you're only starting Shabbos morning, right? The bad dream happened Friday night, so I ate on Friday night. So maybe there's no issur, no issur, right? The Mishnah Berurah talks about this in the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Reish Peches. He says, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Aser l'sanos b'Shabbos ad sheishos." You can't fast till Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah, "Visur tainis b'Shabbos yishdeos b'poskim who rak midivrei Kabbalah midechsev karas l'Shabbos oneg." Based on the pasuk in Yeshayo, "Ohi midaraisa," or based on the pasuk the din daraisa, the Gemara in Shabbos, and it says the word hayom three times in the pasuk. "Echlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem hayom l'tesu basada." So does it come out of a daraisa from that pasuk? Okay, there is another ha'ara to make, and that is two ha'aris about this idea of Shabbos. There is an Abu Draham that's a much discussed Asar B'Teves time. The Abu Draham writes, most assume this is what he says, the Minchas Asher has a piece where he thinks that maybe he doesn't really mean it. The Abu Draham seems to say, the Beis Yosef at least thinks this is what he says, that if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, you'd fast on Asar B'Teves. Fast on Asar B'Teves. It cannot fall out on Shabbos. Right? Only Tisha B'Av and Shavuot B'Tamuz could fall out on Shabbos, we push them off till Sunday. Asar B'Teves could fall out on a Friday. That's the only fast day, Bezman HaZeh, that we fast on Friday. But the Abu Draham says, in Seder Tfilas HaTa'anios, Afilu Mayachal B'Shabbos Lo Hayu Yecholom L'Tchosol Yom Acher. Mipnei, because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, describing Asar B'Teves, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. On this day, the Beis Yosef goes to Abu Draham and just says, V'lo Yadati Minayin Lozeh. I have no idea where he got this from. No idea where he got this from. But again, he gets it from the language of Be'etzam Hayom HaZeh. The other fast days, like the Michas Chinuch says, the other fast days are really a din in the month. And Chazal decided which day. Asar B'Teves is the din of the day. It's a special din of the day. But and there are other Rishonim. Rashi, Megillah, Daf Hei, Beferish says against this. That for we push it off. We push it off Shabbos. But what's the message? So there is quoted, Rabbi Simon quotes in the Imre Barak, he quotes from the Chassam Sofer. From the Chassam Sofer in one of his drushes, L'Asar B'Teves, that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, a fast that has to do with the past. It has to do with the past. It's Avelus, it's something about the past. But if it's something about the future, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So, Tainus Chalom is his example. Right? You're allowed to fast Tainus Chalom, because Tainus Chalom is about the future preventing negative things from happening because of this bad dream. That's a Tainus Chalom. Asar B'Teves, says the Chassam Sofer, is also about the future. Why? Because Asar B'Teves every year, it says the Chassam Sofer, is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides whether there will be a Tisha B'Av that summer, the following year. Asar B'Teves is the beginning of the process, right? It was the siege. So right when that day happens, that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. What's it going to be this next Tisha B'Av? So anything about the future, one is allowed to fast. And that's why, and his Raya, his model, is Tainus Chalom. Right? And that's having to do with fasting on Shabbos. But otherwise, fasting on Shabbos is just because somebody's upset about the past, about something that happened, so then one is not allowed to fast in that state. By the way, the Rambam says chayev lehisanos. It's not just mutter lehisanos. But Hilchas Tainus, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, that's how he is understood, and the Rishonim discuss that halacha, what if you don't want to. The Rambam says, haroach halom ra tsarech lehisanos lamachar, kedesha yashuv v'yeor b'masav v'yachapes b'en v'yachser b'tshuva. Right, just like the Rashba said before. Umisana afilu b'Shabbos. Mispala, and then there's a whole discussion of Anenu. Where do you put in Anenu in the Shabbos Amida? Where do you put in Anenu? So the Rambam, Mispala Anenu, but called Tfila, every Tfila. Okay, that's the Rashba. The two also talk about it. Do you put it in the after Ritzei? Do you make its own bracha? Okay, that's a discussion. If I fasted on Shabbos because I had to, Tainas Chalom, there is a line in the Gemara, Shabbos Taflamet Aleph, that sounds like you're allowed to fast, but then you have to fast again at some point to tshuva for the fact that you had to fast on Shabbos. Leisev Tanisa Al Tiyanase. If you look in the Rashba there in Brachas Taflamet Aleph, Rov Rishonim assumed that that line in the Gemara is talking about fasting for a bad dream. If you had a bad dream on Friday night, then you're allowed to fast on Shabbos to try to get rid of it. But you know what? You really weren't supposed to fast because you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. We understand that you did and you're supposed to in this circumstance, but in the larger picture, you violated Onik Shabbos for a good reason, but you violated. And therefore, you got to find another day also to fast in order to do Shuva for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. There are those, says the Rashba, and the Me'iri there in Brachas Lamed Aleph, that maybe that Gemara is not talking about Titus Chalom because that's what you're supposed to do. Talk about fasting for some other reason that you aren't supposed to. That's where you have to make it up. But Rov Mefarshim, the Rashba says, no. The Afta Anisar is Onig Lo Yoter Mechila. So even though you did what you were supposed to do, Mikal Makam Kivin Shlo Onig Shabaso Ba'achila Kedin Tainuk Shar Bnei Adam Tzarch Sheyishiv Tainis Ala Tainis. Right, and that's why you have to do that. And Shulchan Aruch quotes Shulchan Aruch and Reish Peches. Shulchan Aruch and Reish Peches says Mutter Lizanos. Interesting, his lashon is mutter, not chayiv. Mutter lizanos bo tainas chalom kidei sheikarag zardino. Vitzarech lizanos, the Shulchan Aruch says, biyom rishon kidei sheischaper lo mashivito long Shabbos. You got to fast on Sunday in order to, after eating on Motzi Shabbos, in order to do tshuva for what you'd, you know, mevatel on Shabbos. If you can, because you can't fast 2 days in a row, then you can do it on a different day. Do it on a different day, that's what the Rishonim say. You can do it on a different day, so that your body isn't so weak. Okay, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, generally, I think most of us haven't really heard of anybody that fasted for bad dreams. If you look in the in the Masifti, quotes a summary of the Achronim. Yesh Omrim Shein Lizanos Tainas Chalom B'Shabbos Ela Chalom Sharu Shalosh Pamim. First of all, bad dreams, we say even Hatavas Chalom is only 3 days, three times. If you have the same bad dream 3 times in a row, then we can start talking. And generally, we would do Atavas Chalom. We still wouldn't fast on Shabbos. Bizman Azeh Ein Lahisano Tainas Chalom B'Shabbos Sharei Ein Anu Bekiin BePitaron Achalomos Lay the Ezetov Ezaram. We'd have no idea what dreams mean. Maybe it's something to do with the something that happened during the day. Maybe it's just anxiety. So we don't assume that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is always talking to us. But in that way, we don't assume that Hashem is talking to us so much directly that we're going to fast on Shabbos. The Ha'olam Omrim Shenimsa Bisrama Kadmonim, that on, again, three times, Al Shlosha Chalomos Besana B'Shabbos. Maybe there are three fasts that you should fast on Shabbos. If you see a Sefer Torah burning in the dream, or Yom HaKippur and B'Shas Ne'ila, right? You see in your dream it's Yom Kippur Ne'ila time. That's an intense dream. That's pretty intense. O koros beso oshina v'naflo. You see the walls of your house or your teeth falling out. Okay, some of those extreme dreams, maybe. But other than that, generally we don't fast on Shabbos. We don't fast for bad dreams. Again, if somebody has a bad dream 3 times in a row, then they could go to three people and do Atavas Chalom, which has the nusach is found in the Siddurim. But other than that, this is something that hopefully is just la halacha v'lo la maisa discussed here in Shabbos on Daf Yud Aleph. Okay, we'll stop.